Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, June 13th. Coming up, we'll learn more about the city of Galena's first poet laureate. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Cunningham Township says this fiscal year has been a record year for rental assistance. As IPM's May Antar reports, the township went over budget by about $100,000.
According to United Way of Champaign County, 59% of households in Urbana are in poverty or known as ALICE, asset-limited, income-constrained, employed. ALICE refers to those who earn above the federal poverty line but still cannot afford basic necessities. Danielle Shenwith is township supervisor.
If you look at inflation and the cost of food, you've seen not only price gouging by corporations, but also inflation happening. So people are paying a lot more for food. They're having to pay out of pocket. Their SNAP and LINK does not get them to the end of the month. And then rents have gone up.
Shenwith says they are discussing possible changes so this doesn't happen again. One idea is to increase their budget to $200,000 and possibly cut back on the amount of people they serve. May Antar, IPM News.
High school basketball players in Illinois will now learn to live with a shot clock. After a two-year experiment allowing the shot clock, the Illinois High School Association says it will adopt it for all boys and girls games starting in the 2026-27 school year. Association Executive Director Craig Anderson says the two-year lead time will allow schools to buy, install, and get used to the 35-second shot clocks. The association is also changing the schedule for state basketball finals. The three-day format remains, but the third place and semifinal times and days have moved around. Gas prices are once again on the decline across the U.S. AAA Motor Club says the national average for gas prices at the start of the week stood around $3.44 a gallon. That's down significantly from a month ago and from this time last year. GasBuddy.com's Patrick DeHaan says June is not usually a big month for long summer trips.
There are still schools in session. There's a lot of traditions in the month of June. July and August are when we tend to see gasoline demand peak. There could be price increases down the road, again, associated with that rise in demand, should it be significant. But June is really kind of the calm before the storm of summer travel.
If there are no major unexpected production interruptions, some experts say that prices could keep decreasing. Two more Midwestern states are seeing bird flu infections in dairy cattle. Iowa and Minnesota are now the 10th and 11th states in the country to confirm H5N1 in dairy cows. Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports on how officials are monitoring health in livestock and people.
In Iowa, two poultry farms recently experienced a bird flu outbreak. Now, the state's Department of Agriculture says it will test dairy farms around those sites. The announcement came after two dairies in northwest Iowa tested positive for avian influenza. Terry Boss is the director of Community Health Partners in Sioux County.
At the national level, at the state level, but also at the county level, this is something that is an emerging illness, and we are taking it very seriously.
Boss says the risk for the general public remains low, and the Food and Drug Administration says the commercial milk supply is safe. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Rachel Kramer.
Illinois does not have any confirmed cases of bird flu infections in dairy cattle at this time. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. Three Ogle County Sheriff's deputies were shot Wednesday as they confronted a man in his barricaded home northeast of Dixon, Illinois. The Sheriff's Department says they were responding to a report the man was threatening suicide in the town of Lost Nation. After 50 unanswered phone calls, deputies entered and responded to gunfire, shooting the suspect. Ogle County Sheriff Brian Van Winkle said all four were in, quote, good condition. The Illinois State Police will handle the investigation of the shooting. Still to come, we'll learn more about the city of Galena's first poet laureate. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st Show, homeschools in Illinois are largely unregulated. And when there are allegations of abuse or neglect, it's that much harder for officials to intervene. We'll talk with the authors of a new investigative report about how some homeschooled children have ended up at risk. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Galena in far northwest Illinois has appointed its first poet laureate. Yvonne Boos finds out how this longtime creative wants to use poetry to bring the community together.
What do roses know of love?
That's Ted Williams reciting his poem, A Clanging Cymbal.
Posted from above, from all humbleness is strange.
This February, the city of Galena set out to find its first poet laureate. The task was completed a couple of months later. Larissa Distler is the adult service librarian at the Galena Public Library. She says the library wants the poet to engage the community.
And Ted had a lot of really great credentials with his business and working with the community with a lot of different committees and things that he's been involved in Galena. So it seemed just like a perfect fit.
Ted Williams owns the Haunted Galena Tour Company with his wife, Robin Davis. He's a playwright, tour guide, director, and producer, and most recently added title, Galena Poet Laureate. Williams started writing poetry about 30 years ago. He says he hasn't kept his writings. Instead, he gives them as gifts to those around him. One of the requirements of the Poet Laureate is to complete a legacy project. Williams is already planning on how to pull that together. The city's bicentennial is coming up in 2026. Williams' idea is to have the community write 200 pieces about Galena. Those poems will then be put in a celebratory book. He says he's almost done with the marketing pieces.
I will be visiting everybody from nursing homes to fire departments to restaurants to, you know, to the schools, everyone. And so we hope to get everyone involved, and with any luck, we'll have what we need here in about 6 months, if we're lucky.
William says when he was first made aware of the position, he didn't think he had time to do it. He says against his better judgment, he decided to put his name in the hat.
I was really lucky. People really came in and supported me on it. I was a little surprised. It gets me emotional that how much everybody just went, oh, that's you, you know? So I'm like, oh, all right, that's good. So, and Robin, my wife, was 100% behind it too.
William says poetry is the focal point of all of his creative endeavors. He plays the guitar, writes songs, and shares that his plays are saturated with poetry. Williams calls poetry the jazz of literature.
It's hard sometimes to write things down in just prose or in words, but poetry can transcend that, and it has the ability to transmit emotion and feeling and perspective that you can't always get with just traditional writing.
William says he wants to get more people to not only write, but share their works.
My goal is to get people to bravely come forward and say, you know what? I've written some poetry and I think it's pretty great. And it says something about me. There's no wrong answer. And here's mine, you know, and if we can do that, we're gonna break open some real gems.
He says there are divisions in the city. He wants to erase those lines. One split is the way residents feel about the city's attraction to tourists. William says some are excited about the economic benefits it brings.
Other folks feel that our small town way of life is threatened by it. You know, so the fact of the matter is, I think all of these things can be brought together if we stop focusing on little micro niches of our own needs.
Distler says Williams has met with different organizations and boards, but his first public performance as Poet Laureate will be at this month's Pride Picnic. I'm Yvonne Boos.
Never to bow stubborn blooms, nor mourn by crestfallen tear. Floral harbingers of doom intensify latent fears. Gaudy fragrance.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 91 degrees, a chance of a thunderstorm late in the day, and a few storms could become severe between 6 p.m. and midnight. That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Charlie Schlenker, Rachel Kramer, Reginald Hardwick, and Yvonne Booz. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.